As you're listening to this, I'll bet you have your stuff with you. Or nearby. I'll bet anything. In your pockets. Guys have stuff in their pockets. Women have stuff in their purses. Or some women have pockets and some guys have purses. That's okay. So all different ways of carrying your stuff. Then there's all the stuff you have in your car. You got stuff in the trunk. A lot of different stuff. Spare tire, jack, tools, old blanket, extra pair of sneakers. Just in case you wind up barefoot on the highway some night. And you've got other stuff in your car, in the glove box. Stuff you might need in a hurry. Flashlight, map, sunglasses, automatic weapon. You know, just in case you wind up barefoot on the highway some night. So stuff is important. You gotta take care of your stuff. You gotta have a place for your stuff. Everybody's gotta have a place for their stuff. That's what life is all about. Trying to find a place for your stuff. That's all your house is. A place to keep your stuff. If you didn't have so much stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. A house is just a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You can see that when you're taking off in an airplane. You look down, you see all the little piles of stuff. Everybody's got his own little pile of stuff. And they lock it up. That's right. When you leave your house, you gotta lock it up. Wouldn't want somebody to come by and take some of your stuff. Because they always take the good stuff. They don't bother with that crap you're saving. Ain't nobody interested in your fourth grade arithmetic papers, National Geographic's commemorative plates, your prize collection of Navajo underwear. They're not interested. They just want the good stuff, the shiny stuff, the electronic stuff. So when you get right down to it, your house is nothing more than a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Because that's what this country's all about. Trying to get more stuff. Stuff you don't want. Stuff you don't need. Stuff that's poorly made. Stuff that's overpriced. Even stuff you can't afford. Gotta keep on getting more stuff. Otherwise, someone else might wind up with more stuff. Can't let that happen. Gotta have the most stuff. So you keep getting more and more stuff and putting it in different places. In the closets, in the attic, in the basement, in the garage. And there might even be some stuff you left at your parents' house. Baseball cards, comic books, photographs, souvenirs. Actually, your parents threw that stuff out a long time ago. But now you got a house full of stuff. And even though you might like your house, you gotta move. Gotta get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. And that means you gotta move all your stuff, or maybe put some of your stuff in storage. Storage. Imagine that. There's a whole industry based on keeping an eye on other people's stuff. Or maybe you could sell some of your stuff. Have a yard sale. Have a garage sale. Some people drive around all weekend just looking for garage sales. They don't have enough of their own stuff. They want to buy other people's stuff. Or you could take your stuff to the swap meet. The flea market, the rummage sale, or the auction. A lot of ways to get rid of your stuff. You can even give your stuff away. Salvation Army and Goodwill will actually come to your house and pick up your stuff and give it to people who don't have much stuff. It's part of what the economists call the redistribution of stuff. Okay, enough about your stuff. Let's talk about other people's stuff. Do you ever notice when you visit someone else's house, you never quite feel at home? You know why? No room for your stuff. Somebody else's stuff is all over the place. And what crummy stuff it is. God, where did they get this stuff? And you know how sometimes when you're visiting someone, you unexpectedly have to stay overnight, gets real late, you know, and you decide to stay over. So they put you in a bedroom they don't use too often. Because Grandma died in it 11 years ago, and they haven't moved any of her stuff, not even the vaporizer. Or whatever room they put you in. There's usually a dresser or a nightstand, and there's never any room on it for your stuff. Someone else's shit is on the dresser. Have you noticed that their stuff is shit and your shit is stuff? Get this shit off of here so I can put my stuff down. Crap is also a form of stuff. Crap is the stuff that belongs to the person you just broke up with. When are you coming over here to pick up the rest of your crap? Now let's talk about traveling. Sometimes you go on vacation, and you gotta take some of your stuff. Mostly stuff to wear. But which stuff should you take? Can't take all your stuff, just the stuff you really like, the stuff that fits you well that month. In effect, on vacation, you take a smaller, second version of your stuff. Let's say you go to Honolulu for 2 weeks. You got to take 2 big suitcases of stuff. 2 weeks, 2 big suitcases. That's the stuff you check onto the plane. But you also got your carry-on stuff. Plus the stuff you bought in the airport. So now you're all set to go. You got stuff in the overhead rack, stuff under the seat, stuff in the seat pocket, and stuff in your lap. And let's not forget the stuff you're going to steal from the airline. Silverware, soap, blanket, toilet paper, salt, and pepper shakers. Too bad those headsets won't work at home. And so you fly to Honolulu and claim your stuff, if the airline didn't drop it in the ocean. And you go to the hotel, and the first thing you do is put away your stuff. There's lots of places in a hotel to put your stuff. I'll put some stuff in here, you put some stuff in there. Hey, don't put your stuff in there, that's my stuff. Hey, here's another place, put some stuff in here, and there's another place. Hey, you know what? We got more places than we got stuff. We're going to have to go out and buy more stuff. Finally, you put away all your stuff, but you don't quite feel at ease, because you're a long way from home. Still, you sense that you must be okay, because you do have some of your stuff with you. And so, you relax in Honolulu on that basis. That's when your friend from Maui calls and says, "Hey, why don't you come over to Maui for the weekend? Spend a couple of nights over here." Oh, no. Now what do you bring? Can't bring all this stuff. You gotta bring an even smaller version of your stuff. Just enough stuff for a weekend on Maui. The third version of your stuff. And as you're flying over to Maui, you realize that you're really spread out now. You got stuff all over the world. Stuff at home, stuff in the garage, stuff at your parents' house, maybe. Stuff in storage, stuff in Honolulu, and stuff on the plane. Supply lines are getting longer and harder to maintain. Finally, you get to your friend's place on Maui, and they give you a little room to sleep in. And there's a nightstand. Not much room on it for your stuff. But it's okay, because you don't have much stuff now. You got your 8x10 autographed picture of Drew Carey, large can of Gorgonzola-flavored cheese whiz, a small unopened packet of brown confetti, a relief map of Corsica, and a family-sized jar of peppermint-flavored petrified egg whites. And you know that even though you're a long way from home, you must be okay, because you do have a good supply of peppermint-flavored petrified egg whites. And so you begin to relax in Maui on that basis. That's when your friend says, "Hey, I think tonight we'll go over to the other side of the island to visit my sister. Maybe spend the night over there." Oh, no. Now what do you bring? Right. You gotta bring an even smaller version. The fourth version of your stuff. Just the stuff you know you're gonna need. Money, keys, comb, wallet, lighter, hanky, pen, cigarettes, contraceptives, Vaseline, whips, chains, whistles, dildos, and a book. Just the stuff you hope you're gonna need. Actually, your friend's sister probably has her own dildos. And by the way, if you go to the beach while you're visiting the sister, you're gonna have to bring... that's right... an even smaller version of your stuff. The fifth version. Cigarettes and wallet. That's it. You can always borrow someone's suntan lotion. And then suppose while you're there on the beach, you decide to walk over to the refreshment stand to get a hot dog. That's right, my friend. Number 6. The most important version of your stuff. Your wallet. Your wallet contains the only stuff you really can't do without. Well, by the time you get home from Hawaii, you're probably fed up with all your stuff and all the problems it creates. And so about a week later, you clean out the closet, the attic, the basement, the garage, the storage locker, and all the other places you keep your stuff. And you get things down to manageable proportions. Just the right amount of stuff to lead a simple and uncomplicated life. And that's when the phone rings. It's a lawyer. Seems your aunt has died and left you all her stuff. Oh, no. Now what do? Right. You do the only thing you can do. The honorable thing. You tell the lawyer to